This is KAYT-FM. 88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. K223BI. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. K255BT. 100.1 Lake Charles. K261EB. And KQJO-FM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana. Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaim God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings to each and every one of you, for truly this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We serve a mighty God. We serve an all-knowing and faithful God. Let us go to the throne of grace on this morning. Spirit of the living God, we say yes to your will, and we say yes to your way. God, we thank you for waking us up this morning, oh God, keeping us in clothed in our right mind. God, we thank you that we are able to assemble together, oh God. God, we are urgently waiting, God, with a spirit of expectation, God, wanting to hear your word, God. God, continue to feed us with more revelation, more knowledge, and more wisdom of your word. And God, we will be careful to give you all the praise and all the honor, which is due your name, Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Today, I want to discuss, is it wrong to question God? Is it wrong to question God? The issue is not whether we should question God, but in what manner and for what reason we question him. To question God is not in itself wrong. The prophet Habakkuk inquired of God concerning the timing of his plan. Rather than rebuke Habakkuk for his questions, God patiently answered, and the prophet ended his book with a song of praise to the Lord. Many questions are put to God in the book of Psalms 10, 44, 74, and 77. These are the cries of the persecuted ones, desperate for God's intervention. Through the prophet Jeremiah, God says, "Ask me, and I will tell you remarkable secrets you do not know about, things to come." Jeremiah 33:3, the New Living Translation. So how could it be wrong to question God when Jesus himself encouraged it? He said, "Keep asking and it will be given to you. Keep searching and you will find. Keep knocking and the door will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who searches finds, and to the one who knocks the door will be open." Matthew 7:7-8, New Living Translation. Many godly men in the Bible express doubts to God about their ability to serve him. Moses said, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" Exodus 3:11. And Elijah questioned God, Jeremiah. These all were men who were fraught with uncertainty about their place in God's plan. Abraham doubted God's promises in Genesis 15:8. Joshua questioned God's actions in Joshua 7:7-8. And even the Lord's disciples voiced their reservations. They was unsure about some things in Matthew 11:2-3. So we're talking about, is it wrong to question God? Although God does not always answer our questions the way we want or expect, we can conclude from these passages that God welcomes any sincere question from an earnest heart. and from an humble spirit. Insincere questions or questions from a hypocritical heart or from a different manner, God is not going to receive. The Pharisees and the Jewish leaders often presented their questions to trick or trap Jesus. And you can go to John 7, chapter, in the 53rd verse. But Jesus refused to answer them because he knew it was a trick. The Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Hebrews 11:6. Unbelief is a failure to trust the Lord. Psalm 78:22. And a sign of rebellion and disobedience against God. Hebrews 3:12. So we're going to look after King Saul disobeyed God. His questions went unanswered. 1 Samuel 28:6. Many times when we disobey God and chaos breaks out in our lives and we don't know what's going on, this is happening and that's happening, and we question God, and our questions may be answered and they may not be answered. But in the act of disobedience, you know God told you not to do something and you did it anyway. But there are consequences when you disobey God. Sometimes the heat be turned up so high until you be like, God, get me out of this fire. You got to turn around. And you got to repent and ask God to forgive you and start your works back over again. That way, if you in right standing and fellowship with God, you can ask him anything. People who do not belong to God always question his works. The carnal mind cannot understand the things of the spirit. Come on here, somebody. So in short, an honest question is not wrong or sinful, but cross-examination from a bitter, untrusting, and rebellious heart is the fruit of unbelief. People of God, God is not intimidated, he is not shocked or displeased by our heartfelt questions. God knows everything. God even knows what we are going to ask before we ask it. God even knows what we are going to do before we do it. He understands our weaknesses and fears. Hebrews 4:15-16. And he invites us to seek transparent fellowship with him. He longs for you to talk to him. He wants you to talk to him daily. So when we question God, our attitude should reflect a humble spirit, a trusting heart, and an open mind. I was always told when I was coming up in the church, oh, you're not supposed to question God. Just let things happen. But when I start reading the word for myself and seeking God for myself, and where I see that I can ask him anything, and he may give me an answer and he may not give me the answer, because the answer that we may want to hear, we are not prepared to receive it yet. Come on, get somebody. The one that he wants to give us the answer, we may not be prepared to receive it. So when we question God, our attitude should reflect a humble spirit, a trusting heart, and an open mind. We can question the Lord, but we should not expect to receive an answer unless we truly believe in Him and accept His sovereign perspective. God knows our hearts, Psalm 44:21. And whether we genuinely desire Him to enlighten us, He will. Our inner intentions determine whether it is right or wrong to question God. Jeremiah 33:3 says, "Call unto me, and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things which you do not know of." Ask the Lord. He knows very well how to set everything right. He knows how to set everything in order in your life. He knows the plan He has for your life. He knows how to make it better and get you where you need to be. Ask the Lord. He will tell you what to do. No one has your best interest at heart like Jesus does. He has a love that no man can compare. He is a just God, and He really understands us. Let go of all of the frustration, the fear, the doubt. Some of you are feeling so overwhelmed. It's just like one thing is hitting you. Soon as you cross one hurdle, here come another hurdle. Call to the Lord. Call upon Him. That's what He wants you to do. Call on Him. And He will tell you exactly what to do. You don't have to walk this journey by yourself. You don't have to do anything. That's why you're going through. That's why you're frustrated. That's why you're scared, because you are doing this by yourself, and He wants to help you. He wants to help you through it all. You are not a victim, and you are not losing. You are the beloved of God, and you are in the perfect position to start winning. You're not a loser. You are not defined by your past. Your past no longer holds you in bondage. I prophesy on this day that it is your season to receive the supernatural vision and the provision of the supernatural vision. It